Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. We're coming up at 1:30, the debut of Kiss the Baby.
Kiss the Baby.
We're going to eliminate another NFL team from contention each week. And the way it's going to work, we'll explain it at 1:30. But we each get to pick one team per week, but we can't pick the same team. So the challenge will be to wisely pick the right team each week, and hopefully they don't come back for that. That's at 1:30. Your phone calls right now on Jalen Hurts. And, of course, Bryce Harper, a Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see where the people are at today on both Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts. We open with Jalen today because I'm not giving him a pass. He didn't play great on Friday night. He played okay, C grade. They won the game. As we heard from a caller last hour, he made history as the first winning quarterback in Brazil.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It's not, but we can pretend it is. Are you giving him a pass because it was week one? Yes, at 61%. 39% said no. And are you giving Bryce Harper a pass for not hustling last night? No, at 68%. That's interesting to me, the 68% on Harper, because people are very apt to defend Bryce when he does these things.
Yeah, but it's the lip service, Joe, because it sounds like, you know, everybody always talked about, what do you call him, the pandering-in-chief? Pandering-in-chief?
Yeah.
Like, he's not living up to the expectations that he set for himself. I think that's how people look at it.
So I think there's two things on the Harper thing. It's been a few times this year that's happened. I think maybe enough is enough. People are like, I defended you in April and May, but it's September now. The other thing is, and I always think this is part of it, if you're producing at a major level, we'll let things go.
You get a pass.
Yeah, like if Bryce had hit 10 home runs the last month and he was, you know, right there with Shohei Ohtani for the MVP the way
he was early on.
Then I think people are like, leave him alone. He's the MVP of the league or close to it. He hadn't played that great over the last month. So that I think that factors in as well when people think about this stuff. Demon is up next on WIP. What's up, Demon?
Hey, fellas.
How we doing, pal?
I'm doing good. I ain't doing too good. Because I heard a lot of stuff out of my man today, and I ain't feeling it. Hugh, I ain't feeling it, man.
But what did I say?
But my boy Jalen, man, listen. No breaks up, but at the same time, I recognize his mistakes. I do recognize that. I know you watched it, Hugh. You had to watch some other games, because I watched all the games. I got the little cheat box thing.
Tell him, Demon.
Nevertheless, no other quarterback besides three dudes for the whole weekend did better than Jalen. What y'all talking about?
And what do you say to that, Hugh Douglas?
I say I agree.
Unbelievable, Hugh.
I mean, I think.
Can you believe this guy, Demon?
You have been way too hard on Jalen today.
I've been hard on
him. I apologize.
Your boy, Huff. Now, the thing about that, the floor, man, the ground, I've seen it. Everybody's slipping all over the place. So I really can't grade the D off of that, but I will say. They did a heck of a job, man, them first two quarters stopping them boys in the red zone. So I'm not complaining about nothing on defense. We only can get better in every stage on defense and offense. And the one thing I was saying, I ordered my jersey, y'all, right? Before, guess what it was?
What was it?
2-6. So the whole game, right, I'm pounding my chest. My wife said, you all right? You all right? That's what I do. I said, no, I'm telling them to give me the rock. 2-6, just give me the rock. The whole game, because he was going off.
Oh, he was awesome. That's a good jersey purchase there, Demon. You're going to get a lot of good use out of that. Demon, we appreciate the phone call. Finally, someone puts you in your place for being too down on Jalen.
You know
today.
What? You lucky I got Demon off the phone, because I didn't know he was married, but I was going to ask him, has he ever been accused of not listening? Like, at any point in his relationship, has he ever been accused of not listening?
Finally, someone heard the show correctly today. And that's Hugh being way too hard on Jalen.
Like, listen, that's why it's funny, because I had a couple people say, hey, you know, when they tweet or whatever, hey, man, I don't take what I say personally. I said, I don't, because I know for the most part, most times, folks aren't really listening to what's being said. They just want to be reactionary.
Well, I mean, again, someone had to put you in your place.
No, I appreciate it. Damon, I appreciate
you
putting me in my place.
It's unreal. Not, as I sit here trying to defend that Jalen Hurts performance, yeah, and you go the other way.
Yeah, that's how it happens. I'm guilty by association.
Well, that's true. We all are.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Especially just as a station at WIP.
Like, definitely.
You say something, it's my fault, or someone else says something.
You say it, whatever. So it's like, wait a minute, I didn't even say that.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry about that.
You work there. You work at that godforsaken place.
You're one of them. Crazy people. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Joey C in Golden Sea. What's up?
Hey, Josh.
Joey G, Golden Sea. I messed that up, but I've been waiting for it. Now, listen, Bryce Harper, when he came up to bat last night, I'm like, you know what? I got a really good feeling about what he's going to do, right? The minute he hit the ball, I was out of the recliner. Like, yeah, baby. And then it hits the wall. And then I hear both Tom McCarthy and John Kruk go, man, he's just not running. He's not. And I'm like, this guy is killing me. Like, you're the leader. You're the guy. You bust it down the line. You do. And I had a flashback to Jimmy Rollins while sitting there watching it. You know, like, come on, dude. We're in the hunt here. We're trying to separate ourselves. We're trying. You're like, it's unacceptable. And I don't have venom for Bryce Harper until now, because it's something little every couple days, and then he mopes, and then blah blah blah. Dude, start playing. Get a little bit of that heart that you used to have in the middle of your chest, and start playing. You want to win a World Series this year? Well, then guess what? You hustle down the line and you freaking start being the leader that we need you to be, and stop being old mopey dopey Bryce, because nobody cares anymore, brother. We're over it. It's done. I don't care if you haven't hit a home run. How about put the ball in play and leg a damn single out? All right. I got it off my chest.
Good. Well, that's a good rant. That's a real good rant. All right, Josh, what do you get on Jalen? What do you got for us there?
Now, Jalen, I mentioned it yesterday, boys, right? Like, come on. He is going to 100% find the legs underneath him, right? He's going to find those legs underneath him. And, you know, he'll adapt, and he will assume the leadership position that we all want him to. Because guess what? I got to tell you, and something that I didn't mention yesterday, is that it kind of looks like he's having a bit of fun up there. You know what I mean? Kind of looks like he's starting to understand that, you know, he's no longer the college guy, right? He's assuming a bit more maturity as it pertains to being an NFL quarterback. And, you know, I listen to OG all the time.
That's where you went wrong.
The guy up. Right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, no, listen, I'm not agreeing with everything he says, but...
Well, neither are we.
You know, let's just say I give him a pass. He gets a pass, and he might even get the more than just this week as a pass, too, right? I mean, nobody's perfect. Yet, like I said yesterday, it's going to be hard to not be perfect with the stable that he's got, especially 2-6. Would you can hand that ball off to him. And Ross Tucker said it perfectly earlier, because this is the first thing that I thought of when I was watching him. Man, does he look as good as he did when he was at Penn State?
It looks like he's rejuvenated. And then, you know, this happened when McCaffrey, and Josh, we appreciate it. McCaffrey got to the Niners, and this is, some people brought this comparison up this offseason. He looked rejuvenated after some down years in Carolina with a bad team. It does, sometimes it happens. Now, how long it can last with a seventh-year running back, I don't know. I mean, can he play like this for 3 years? Probably not. Can he do it for this year? Maybe.
That's all you worry about.
Yeah,
let's
live in the moment.
Take it for what it is for right now.
Yeah, and on Friday, he looked like a star-level player. And that's the point on Jalen. Like, I'm not asking Jalen to be Superman. I actually want less Superman and just more, just don't turn the football over.
Yeah, just be more, like, it's just a negative connotation, but game manager.
It's game become manager. A negative connotation. It doesn't have to be.
No, but it's like, you know, because you talk about, like, for the last couple of years, when you talk about Jalen, oh, well, you know, anybody can play in that offense. I think Jalen, if he plays within himself and let the game come to him as opposed to him forcing it, I think he's going to get everything that he wants, MVP, get the accolades that he wanted at the quarterback spot. Because like you said earlier, and I was one of those guys, Joe, I felt like early in his career, Tom Brady was a game manager.
He was. He was.
And when I remember when I said it, like the host that I was on with that day blew a gasket. And he was like, what are you talking about? But I was like, dude, he's a game manager. And as I progressed and he got better, I was like, I got to rescind that.
Yeah,
that
he
comment.
Changed.
I rescind that.
Yeah,
rescind that.
He became a great quarterback.
I didn't apologize, though, but I rescind that.
You shouldn't apologize, but you were right on that. He was. You go back to some of those games they won early in the playoffs and Super Bowls, he would complete 13, 14 passes.
Yeah.
He was at that point.
Yeah.
The standard should just be, is that performance good enough for the Eagles to win consistently and win at a high level consistently, like win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
On Friday, that wasn't.
No.
Like, no mistake about it. I'm
and
not
there's
saying
nothing
that
wrong
was.
With saying that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with saying that.
It's just for me, like, I'm willing to at least give him some grace and say new system, new center. You know, things were sloppy for a lot of teams in week one. So I will hair trigger. If it happens again next week, I might come in here a little bit differently.
Yeah. He throw a couple picks next week.
But he gets a week one.
We going to go ahead and take the governor off. We taking the governor off. We're going to go ahead and let that thing breathe. It's going down.
Yeah, speaking of the school analogies, you guys are dropping the bad test score. Like the first one, that doesn't count. We'll start with the second one.
We're grading on the curve. But
yeah,
boy, you come out there and we see some of the same mistakes. Oh, we about to let you have it. Cacao, both barrels.
$250 million and we're grading on a curve.
Well, hold on. No, I like it because you know what your professor would do in college? If everyone got an F, or like a bad grade, then he's like, okay.
Scrap it.
Well, yeah. So, like, you watch the rest of the league. Week one was pretty sloppy all the way around. There were very few perfect quarterback performances. So just because one kid in the grade or in the class.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Got 100 on the test, and the rest of them got, you know, C's, D's, F's. You might have to reconsider how you grade a little bit.
All right. I listen, you guys can have that perspective. Hopefully on Monday.
You sound unconvinced.
I am unconvinced because the kid was a C student last year, too. Let's be better than this.
I
expect more. I actually think all the excuses for Jalen, it's secretly people don't believe in him, who think, this is fine. No, I believe
him. That's a little bit of a spin, though.
No, well, people are...
you secretly don't believe in him?
Yeah. No, if you believe in him, you expect more.
I mean, I believe in him. I know he could do better.
No, I think it's the other way around. You're the one with deep-seated doubt about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
so you're saying
that's what it
this falls
like.
More in line with what your thinking is, where we're saying, I think Jalen's better than this. Let's give him some time to show it.
Yeah. I think he's better than this, too, and I'm starting to get frustrated that he's not showing it because the evidence is piling up the other way, which leads to my doubt.
Clean slate.
Clean slate, Kyle. All right, let's get to it. New segment called Kiss the Baby. We do this now every week on Tuesdays. We're going to eliminate another team across the NFL. So let's set up how we're going to do this. So the goal here is to see if we could perfectly guess the playoffs as we go through the season. So basically, each week, each of us will eliminate another team for playoff contention. By the time we get to the end of the season, the idea would be to eliminate all the teams that don't make the playoffs, and everyone we haven't touched on, well, they should be the 14 teams that have made the NFL playoffs. Here's the catch, though. We each pick a team each week. We cannot all pick the same team.
Okay.
So let's just say, for example, today, and I'm not going to actually pick this team, but let's just say I decide I'm picking the Buccaneers today. That's not my team.
Tampa Bay.
Then you guys couldn't pick Tampa Bay. Now, they won, and they won their division last year. I'm not going to pick them. But that's the idea. We'll go in order, and we'll change the order each week to keep it fair. So today I'll go first. Hugh will go second. Kyle will go third. We'll switch it up. Kyle, Hugh will go first next week, so on.
We don't want to keep giving you the first pick.
No, that wouldn't be fair. All right, because I have the first pick this week.
We're going to the go-tos.
I'm going to the easy one. I'm taking the simple one. It's over in Carolina. It was over before the season began. The Carolina Panthers. People think the Saints stink. A lot of people do. The Saints put up 47 points and scored on 9 straight possessions.
Yeah.
Bryce Young is about as big as me and maybe as good as me right now. Their season is over before it started. I am eliminating the Carolina Panthers from playoff contention. Kiss the baby.
Their season really ended in like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so over. Hugh, who are you eliminating?
This one might cause a little bit of controversy.
Oh,
my goodness, I love
taking a chance.
I mean, because I feel like I was probably a year premature in making this prediction, but I feel like this year is the year I'm going to be spot. I think Kyle know where I'm going with this one.
I do.
I'm going to be spot on this year, and I'm going to get a little bit of backlash on this.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'm going to get a whole lot, but I don't care. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
They did win on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You know, hey, listen, I double checked that. And Tyreek Hill did have one hell of a game after being arrested. So I'm choosing down this hill while you're over there laughing.
In fairness to you, there is some strategy to picking a team that's sort of out of the box earlier on. It's like the survivor pool. Like, you want to save the easy ones for later in the season.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, Hugh can save the Panthers for later on down the road. Now, it's going to hinge on whether or not he's right about the Dolphins. That'll be very big for his game here. But I respect the move of taking a team that won.
So actually, Hugh, I think the Dolphins could miss the playoffs too. It's just you using them in week one.
Yeah. I just, you know what I'm saying? I got to get it out the way early. You know what I mean?
I am also going to pick a team that won.
Oh.
In week one.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to beat the team, or take the team that I think beat maybe the worst team in football, and that's the Minnesota Vikings. I think their season is over. They don't have a quarterback. Sam Darnold, they're in a tougher division with Green Bay and Detroit. I am not seeing any path for the Minnesota Vikings to make the playoffs.
And you know what the weird thing about the first week of the season is? Somebody won the New England Patriots. That's probably going to be garbage all year long. Like, seriously, somebody won that's going to be garbage.
And I'm saving my easier ones for later.
Yeah, me too.
So you're right about that. It happens every year. Someone won that's garbage, and someone lost that's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably Cincinnati.
That game probably will be inverted by the end of the year.
Cincinnati usually starts slow.
Yeah.
Even with Joe Burrow.
Wish I thought about that before my Survivor pick on Sunday. I took the Bengals, and they screwed me. When their tight end fumbled into the end zone when he had a touchdown,
that's when I just
said it's over.
Yeah, didn't feel right.
Lost that one. Out.
It's a tough week one for Bill Belichick, too.
It was, yeah. They won without him. All right, so kiss the baby week one. I go with the easy layup, Carolina. Hugh goes Miami. No, it's fun, though. Especially if they got into like a 5-0 start. They're like,
yeah, and people are going to be like, you're an idiot. Hey, man, it ain't the first time I've been called that.
It's not as crazy as when you said it last year.
Right, when they were 5-0. Yeah. Right. I think the progression of things here is Hugh said they would miss the playoffs last year. Now they're going to miss it again in week one. By next year, you're going to have them with the number one overall pick. This is the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
This is coming from Hugh's Jets fandom, I think.
This is once a Jet, always a Jet. He hates the Dolphins.
And because they beat his Jags.
That was the first game out the gate, man. When I ever played against the Miami Dolphins, they ran all up and down the field.
With Dan Marino?
Oh, my God. He ran all up and down the field. First game ever as a professional.
He's had it out for the Dolphins ever since.
Yeah, I'm hating. Hate.
How quickly in the game against Marino did you know you were screwed?
Oh,
really?
Like, ooh, you almost made me come. The first couple passes, he was like, wait a minute. This guy's how old? With these badass knees just sitting back there carving up this defense. And I'm just looking like, damn.
What was more demoralizing, that or watching Barry Sanders go for 2,000 on him?
Ooh, man, I tell you, because that was the first game I played in. Barry was different, man. Like being on the field with Barry and just to see him move, he was unreal. But Dan was unreal, too. Because it's like you're seeing two of the best at the time, even though Dad didn't win anything or Barry. Just like, you know, you see talented people. But when you see somebody whose talent is just head and shoulders
different,
above everybody else's. Like Dan Marino was throwing to a spot and people would run across and catch the ball. Like he was just precision. And Barry was just, man, once he was there, then he was gone. And when he took off, you weren't doing nothing but wasting energy because he was gone.
Well, speaking of wasted energy, my favorite scene in Run, Barry, Run is when you're chasing Barry Sanders. He's in the end zone. There's 99 Douglas
hands
on his hips 30 yards away.
Yeah. Wouldn't go catch. No, because I think that was the time when I was like, you know what? The hell are you running for? You ain't going to catch him.
He's gone.
Out of all the people that's running after him, you are not going to be one of the ones that catch him. So it's like you're wasting your energy, bro.
Little did you know, a documentary on that play 30 years later. All right, Henry is in Middleton. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's
good, Henry.
On?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm a little frustrated. Friday, I can't give Jalen this pass this week.
Okay.
Tell us why, Henry. Tell us why.
I tell you what. Until Jalen stops jumping up, you know, he's running out of the pocket too early for me. And then he always runs to the right. Now, These guys, they're looking at it. He's going to the right, or the receiver's still going back to the left. He ain't got nowhere to go. Then he ain't looking for Dallas Goedert. He's not looking for the new guy. I don't even know if they got a pass.
Dotson, I think he might maybe one target. He didn't catch a pass, though.
That's what I'm saying. Because you look at the boy in California out there in San Francisco, I don't think he's better than Jalen, to me. I don't think he's, not, you know,
by Purdy.
More yeah, athletic.
Purdy. By Purdy.
But the thing about Purdy is he gets that ball off to all his receivers, his halfback, and you know, he ain't holding the ball. Jalen look like he's looking for our two main guys. And that's why I think he's getting in trouble. Instead of, okay, let me sit in the pocket a minute. I don't have them two. I need to go down here to see Goddard or my man, the other guy. That's what he need to start doing, because it's the same thing as last year. You know, this is what I done seen out this first game, the same thing I had from last season, the last seven games. So he need to check, you know, he need to learn to sit in the pocket a little longer for me. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, I think they try to do that too. Yeah, and Henry, it's a good phone call. I mean, this was brought up earlier. He doesn't, you know, he's not quite running as well as he did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder on some of these interceptions too, because, you know, we talked about how his interceptions have gone up the last 2 years. He didn't do it early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if part of it is he doesn't run as well, so he's throwing in spots where he used to just run it. You know what I mean? Like, in the past, he maybe it was a tight window, and he's like, nah, I'm going to run for a first down. And now he's like, well, maybe I'll just throw it. And that becomes the interception. Like, maybe he's not really a worse decision maker. Maybe his game has changed, and he's got to evolve around his game changing.
Well, his game is changing, and he's taking more chances with the football. I think that, you know, the year that he went to the Super Bowl, I think his attempt was like 20 to 25 attempts a game.
Per game, and now it's gone up way a lot.
Yes,
yeah.
So with him, he's taking more chances with the football, and he just has to be better. I think this is a process for Jalen, to be totally honest. Because when I look at him, I feel like he's a better quarterback when you take out the negative stuff. But he needs to clean up the negative stuff. Like I made that analogy this morning, he's culling outside the lines a little bit. He needs to get inside the lines just a little bit more, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, so to put in perspective what you were just saying there, like, obviously more attempts, you're going to have more chances for interceptions. It's just the math on it.
Mm-hmm.
But his first 3 years, his interception percentage, that means like the percentage of passes he throws, how often he gets picked off, 1.8%. That was his first 3 years in the NFL. Obviously, 2 years as a starter, and then the end of his first year, he started for four games. 1.8% his first 3 years. Last year, and then if you combine this game, this first game of the season, his interception percentage has jumped to 3. So it's almost doubled in the last year. I mean, that's what they got to get under control again. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, are you giving him a pass for the up-and-down play in Week 1? Bryce Harper, your reaction to him not hustling last night and him telling Topper he's sorry in the dugout. Plus, last night was a debut for a guy we're very familiar with around here. He got off quite the interesting start. We'll talk about that next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.